Hello and welcome to this National Life Skills Academy podcast, part of our series of short introductions to essential life-worthy skills to help guide your way. So sit back and enjoy.
Now, obviously, talking about first aid on a podcast or in a talk that's recorded is nowhere near as useful as watching it in action. So I would suggest you go to YouTube and you look at videos of people, first aiders and responders, professionals, actually applying the techniques we're going to talk about here. There is no substitute for taking a professional qualification. I've done 3 or 4 and I'm a trainer for first aid as well. And the importance of the continual practice is that most first aid and first aid responders get certificates that only last for 3 years and then they have to retrain to make sure that they've in practice again. Now, with the unpredictability of our life events, it makes for an interesting ride, life, doesn't it? You can have new experiences, gain new opportunities, embrace the randomness and where it might take you. But unfortunately, life isn't always as kind as we'd like it to be, and we often fall over into or under something nasty. And we all know what this can entail, and indeed what the consequences of these unpleasant surprises could be. But that doesn't necessarily mean that after we've experienced them, they cannot be improved upon. So what we all need is a practical introduction to the proven theories and skills of first aid. Our positive health is a very serious thing, and understandably the most important factor of our lives. That's why when an accident happens, understanding and knowing what to do in that situation to improve the outcomes in a few desperate minutes of calm, considered action could easily be the difference between life and death. So what is first aid, and why is it so important, and how do you learn it? Now, as nice as it would be to have a doctor available in every situation you're going to find yourself in, so that should anything happen, you don't need to worry, an expert is on hand. But unfortunately, again, life doesn't work like that. Sometimes it's you who has to be the doctor, the first responder, the first one to deliver first aid. Because you're there in the moment and you're the only person who can respond. This is why, if a serious health issue arises, understanding what to do in the situation could prove vital for somebody's survival. It's strange that first aid isn't more commonly taught, given that by learning at least the basics of first aid, thousands of deaths could be prevented every year. So if you're to learn first aid, the first thing you need to know are the 3 P's of first aid. These 3 P's of first aid essentially summarise the exact point of first aid. The first is preserve life. The second, prevent complications. And the third, promote. So let's talk about the first P, to preserve. Preserving the life of someone. Just like if you saw someone fall over, you'd want to preserve their safety. You'd want to make sure that before you did anything else, you made sure they were as safe a position as possible to receive the practical first aid procedures they need to stay alive before professional and equipped help arrives. Now, after you've preserved their life as best you can in the circumstances, of course, the last thing you want to do is for the situation to get worse. This is why the second P, prevent, is all about that, prevention. So ensuring the environment around the patient is safe, so as not to make the situation even more complicated and dangerous. Depending on the medical issue, getting past that first P, preserve, is difficult enough, physically, mentally and emotionally. But if you're able to do that successfully, then keeping the patient safe until help arrives is the best and most useful thing you can do. So let's say, for example, in a scenario of a car accident, there's gasoline on the road. Well, the first thing you can do is make sure no more cars are going to crash into those cars as they drive past. And secondly, there are no electrical sparks and no naked flames, nobody's smoking anywhere near the gasoline. So that's one example of making sure the environment remains safe to prevent further complications. Or to expand on that a bit further, let's say a motorcycle was involved and there's an unconscious motorcyclist lying in the road. What you don't want to do is let anybody move that motorcyclist. He may well have hurt his back or neck or even broken his back in the accident. You wouldn't know if he's not conscious. So the best thing to do is leave him where he is until the emergency services arrive. Or you could, if you move him, render him at least paralysed for the rest of his life. So the final P is to promote recovery. The final thing and the most urgent thing that anybody wants when a medical emergency has occurred is to get back to full health as soon as possible. Well, of course, with medical emergencies, this recovery can take days, weeks, months, or even years in some occasions. But as soon as they're able to recover, even in the moment, you should try your best to help this process moving along. So what to do when giving first aid? Well, let's assume that you're in this position as being one of the first on the scene. You need to give first aid. Obviously, there are going to be specific medical emergencies that require specific reactions. But whenever you give first aid, there are three main things you need to look out for. Emergencies will often fit into one of these categories. And so, to give you the best idea of how to respond, let's take a look at these categories. Injured. Injuries can range, for example, from a burn to a cut or a break or a severe knock. The severity of the injury will inevitably vary according to the situation. But if they're just slightly injured, then this is a good start. The first thing you'll want to do in this situation is make sure they're as safe as they can be and they're not in any more danger of further complications. You'll want to therefore preserve and prevent further danger. If you need to call an ambulance, do so when you can. But regardless of whether you do or don't, you should carry out the basic first aid. For example, cleaning and bandaging a nasty cut, or to stop excessive blood flow. Like I said, the medical emergency might be beyond your level of expertise, but even making sure they're comfortable and relaxed and in a safe position can help the possibility of survival and recovery greatly. Then there's unconscious and breathing. When people become unconscious, things can get a little more serious. Issues arise because there can be no communication between you and the injured person. The most important thing to look out for is whether they're breathing or not. If they are breathing, the best thing to do in this situation is to put them into the recovery position. To do this, there are some steps you need to take. Of course, care is key in this operation. If they're on their back, you'll want to take an arm and extend it fully at 90 degrees to their body with the palm facing up, laying on the ground. Next, take their other arm and fold it so the back of their hand is touching the opposite cheek. With the help of their legs, you'll want to gently roll them onto their side so that the hand on their cheek is touching the floor, supporting their head, and their outstretched arm is acting as a barrier. With their legs, you should take the leg on top and bring it up at a right angle, almost so it looks like they're running. And finally, you'll want to tilt their head back a little bit to make sure the airway, their throat, is clear and stay with them until the professionals arrive. And then there's unconscious but not breathing. People aren't always breathing in this situation, and this is where immediate CPR should begin. CPR is cardiopulmonary resuscitation. It's crucial when saving lives. Given that the heart is like the engine of the body, if that stops working and blood isn't pumped around the body, when people aren't breathing, it's because their heart has stopped. So, how do you do CPR? Well, again, there's a defined process and a method. First, interlock your fingers with one hand and the other, with one hand on top of the other, and place it in the centre of the person's chest. Make sure you lean forward, kneeling down, of course, and that your shoulders are over theirs, and then, using your whole body weight, push down into their chest about 5 centimetres and release. But always keep your hand on their body. Continue doing this up and down at a fast rate of around 100 to 120 times a minute for as long as you can, until help arrives. That's a lot of pumping, and it needs to be maintained. And also, yeah, 5 centimetres of prolonged and rapid chest compressions probably means you'll break their ribs. But we need to physically impact the pump, the heart itself. If we are less vigorous, they will likely die anyway before the professional responders arrive. Broken ribs hurt for a few weeks, but they do heal. Another common form of CPR involves mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. It's important to know both types, because using a combination of CPR and mouth-to-mouth can improve the chances of success. And sometimes, in specific situations, like when someone has drowned or nearly drowned, mouth-to-mouth can be more important and carried out separately. But in order to carry this out, again, there are steps that need to be taken. Firstly, give the chest compressions at the same rate of around 2 per second. And after 30 of these, which will be around 15 or 16 seconds, move to the mouth. To start with, tilt their head back slightly, lift their chin with 2 fingers, close their nose and form a seal around their mouth with your mouth over their lips. Breathe firmly into their mouth for around 1 second and make sure their chest rises. Do this twice and then revert back to giving the chest compressions. Again, carry out this process for as long as you can or until help arrives. The importance of first aid cannot be underestimated. There's no doubt that seeing someone in pain will be shocking and scary, but staying calm, understanding and carrying out the most basic first aid in those first few minutes could well make a difference to their survival. Now, as I said, life is unpredictable. We never truly know what's around the corner, and in order to combat this, we must be prepared for any potential outcome. And one of these is dealing with medical emergencies that take us all by surprise. First aid helps enormously in those first few minutes, and if you know how to use it, you might just well save somebody's life. Now, again, there are limitations to what we can tell you in a podcast. You need to go and you need to look at these videos in action and take some certificates, for example, with St. John's Ambulance Brigade. So, although we've done our best here just to describe them to you, these are not for use in practice. You need to be professionally qualified, and everybody should go and at least look into getting proper certification from an established organisation. I hope you never have to use it, but knowing how to do it can save somebody's life.
Thanks for listening. We hope you found that to be informative, and you'll sign in to listen to others in the series. We look forward to any requests or feedback. See you again soon.